Ahoy there, Bradford here. And even though they extended tax day till Monday, I said we'd have an episode on April 15th, and by golly, we do. Also, thank you for 100,000 downloads of How Not to Sail. But anyway, here's episode 35, Reefer Madness.
I gave up my accent when I first moved down here, so you can't really tell anymore.
Okay.
In this episode, I get some help with one of the most important systems on the boat, the refrigerator.
Being self-sufficient in a sailboat would be your highest priority.
And it turns out my 1983 Hunter has a really sweet design feature that's been hidden from me for a decade.
Yeah, that was the way this was actually designed, to access this from the outside.
I may have to start drinking beer again.
I think I'm going to stop drinking beer because this has gotten into a lot more than I wanted.
Have I actually found another Marine guy who's not drunk, knows what he's doing, and isn't a ripoff artist?
I mean, I just, you know, I got to pay for my kayak that I just bought.
Oh, s***. Just damn.
What could possibly go wrong? How Not to Sail, sponsored by our awesome Patreon patrons, and Latitudes and Attitudes magazine. They ruin my life, so why not let them ruin yours today at latsats.com.
You're clearly not from around here, just based on the accent.
I gave up my accent when I first moved down here, so you can't really tell anymore.
Okay.
On the list of things I didn't realize were super important on a boat, right after auto helm probably comes refrigeration.
What's so freaking important about having a refrigerator on a boat, not just like a igloo full of ice or something?
You gotta have food to go. The better food supplies you have, the longer you can stay out there.
I thought calling this episode Reefer Madness would be really clever, but as it turns out, that was about the only time we say reefer in this episode. Irregardless, as my friend Bill would say, if a cruiser says reefer, he's often referring to a refrigerator. Our reefer is basically just a compartment in the corner of my galley that I access by pulling up a little square panel in the countertop. If you open it and look inside back toward the cockpit, you'll see at the top rear of the compartment a little evaporator box that basically looks like a little metal ice box. It cools the refrigerator, and you can stick things in it if you want them to freeze. There's also a little nook around the left side of it that you probably should make sure you don't leave food in when you leave the vessel and turn off the fridge. Not that that's ever happened to me. Having a working reefer of some kind helps keep you from having to dine ashore all the time and spend lots of boat bucks. It also gives you a lot more independence.
Being self-sufficient in a sailboat would be your highest priority. No question.
And it's nice to keep some beverages cold. More on that later. But perhaps most importantly, having a working reefer means it's more likely that the Admiral will come along on cruises. So when the reefer finally died after we don't know how many years, I made more haste than usual to find somebody that could work on it.
I'm Mike with Precision Marine Enterprises in St. Pete, Florida.
Now, I don't want to confuse you. You may remember another Mike from a few episodes ago.
You want me to see if I can break these bolts loose?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, s***. But I don't think there's too much danger in confusing Blowtorch Mike's Florida accent.
What a pain in the ass. The ball valve's gone.
With this accent.
No, I'm originally from New Hampshire. 27 years down up there and 23 years down here, so.
I suppose we could call this Mike Reefer Mike, but I haven't run that by him yet. To be fair, I haven't ever seen him with anything stronger than a Busch Light. Irregardless, whereas Blowtorch Mike specializes in any kind of diesel engine, Reefer Mike has some different areas of expertise.
Marine air conditioning is my favorite. Marine sanitation is my least favorite.
Well, I can certainly understand that. The main thing is that you enjoy your work.
Well, I love boats. I've worked on boats all my life. I've worked on submarines in New Hampshire, offshore lobster boats, driven truck and delivered sailboats and boats to people's houses.
Well, heck, Mike might be overqualified for this gig. But like many how-not-to-sailors, my results with allegedly skilled marine folks in the past has been hit and miss. Mike seems like he knows what he's talking about, so it's with some trepidation I ask him about cost.
I'm not going to go critical on your, ballistic. But at this point, I would say to spend a little more to make it the way you want it. I mean, I just, I got to pay for my kayak that I just bought.
Oh, just damn.
I just love those kind of jokes when you ask about price. But Mike does give me a reasonable quote, and I give him a down payment sufficient to cover the new refrigerator unit that he's ordering. Now, that's not something I would necessarily do with everybody, but Mike is highly recommended, and I get a good vibe. I feel reasonably good that he's not going to disappear on me, and I won't be paying for the labor until it's done. We talk about maybe just replacing the compressor, the part which has gone bad out in the cockpit locker, and maybe preserving the evaporator that's inside the refrigerator. But Mike suggests otherwise.
So if I put a new condensing base out here and try to tie into the old evaporator, and a year down the road, the evaporator rots out and loses the Freon, then we just went through the whole nine yards for nothing.
Point taken. So we opt to replace the whole shebang. Unfortunately, not long after putting in the order, Mike gets a hold of me to let me know they told him it could be months before the units arrive. Supply chain issues. Then, a couple days later, the stuff comes in. Go figure. I head back down to the boat at my first opportunity and get together with Mike aboard the boat, where we quickly made a very interesting discovery.
I don't see any problem. This is... Wow. Oops, we got a problem.
Apparently, we have a piece of rotten plywood where the refrigerator box sticks out into the cockpit under the starboard locker, and the rot may go into the galley.
I think that your piece of plywood out here is your piece of plywood right there.
This?
Yep.
Holy.
I'm really hoping the rotten piece under the locker is not the same piece in the galley.
No, it isn't. It stops right there.
Uh-huh.
Well, you just got lucky.
Yes, I did. And not just because the rot is contained to a small section in the cockpit locker, but also because we just discovered a whole new section of refrigerator I didn't know about that's accessible from the cockpit.
This is quite the refrigerator setup, actually.
Oh, okay.
With half inside and half outside like this.
Hunter done good.
It's big.
Because the evaporator box on the inside was blocking the view, I didn't know there was a whole nother section of refrigerator available.
Yeah, that was the way this was actually designed. Huh. To access this from the outside.
I may have to start drinking beer again.
I think I'm going to stop drinking beer because this has gotten into a lot more than I wanted.
Yeah, that's what Mike says, but I'm pretty sure he's almost as excited as I am about this discovery. Because for one thing, this new feature is going to allow us to...
drink a lot of beer while we're driving. No, that's not what you're... being able to access the refrigeration from the cockpit. Yeah, we don't want to do that other thing.
I'm not saying I've ever endorsed or implied that, but yeah, now we can reach in and grab a coldie from the cockpit.
Yeah.
And by coldie, of course, we mean a nice cold soda or health drink.
It's a really nice design. And I'm glad that piece of plywood on the top was actually bad to actually find that out. Because there was an old hatch, but he had it covered over with insulation. And it wasn't being utilized.
I can't believe this awesome feature has been buried for a decade. And Mike's got an idea to make it even better. So far, he's working out pretty well.
What I'd love to do is go to West Marine and end up with a hatch, a good hatch.
Oh, okay.
With a hinge on it. Instead of trying to go with this in and out baloney.
That sounded like an awesome idea, which left one important thing. Would the actual new refrigerator install work? Well,
anything below 12.4, that little PC board on that computer will shut off the unit.
The reefer did not work at first because it wasn't getting enough voltage.
You have to be really correct on your wire sizing and your length of wire and where you're getting your juice from.
Suffice to say, the reefer was getting its electricity from a long way away through a very small wire. Mike fixed those problems, put a switch on the galley bulkhead above the reefer, and now we have a very badass unit with access from the cockpit.
You could throw, you know, a little pan there with a 12-pack of sodas there, and it would work well.
Sodas, he says.
Yeah, sodas.
Yeah, I have a soda right now.
I have to say, Mike did a bang-up job.
Cycles on and off correctly. Got a new thermostat against a new plate, evaporator plate. And I think you're going to be happy with it for a long time.
I thought I could recommend Mike to some of my fellow How Not to Sailors.
I do like what I do. Customers sometimes.
Turns out he's got about as much work as he wants. But I suppose if you need any refrigerator or AC work on your boat in the St. Pete area, you can always hit me up and I can ask him.
Everybody loves their boat. But you got to make sure it's done correctly. So you get a passion for that, to make sure that it's done correctly, because you have people's life at stake. When you get 40 miles offshore, these systems have to work. Mm-hmm. Bottom line.
I have a feeling this isn't the last time we'll hear from Mike. Join us again on Friday, April 29th for the next episode, which I have no idea what it's about. And meanwhile, thank you for 100,000 downloads of How Not to Sail. Thanks to our awesome Patreon crew and to Latitudes and Attitudes magazine. They ruined my life, so why not let them ruin yours at latsats.com. I really appreciate everyone that's told a friend about How Not to Sail. And if you've got somebody that doesn't know where to start, just point them to hownottosail.com, where you can find the podcast, the book, the YouTube, the hotline, the email, and catch up on what I'm up to. And you can always find show notes for the current episode by going to hownottosail.com/that episode number. So for this episode, hownottosail.com/35. Check it out. Thanks to Maxi Freeney for his editing and mixing awesomeness. You can find him at maxifreeney.com. Thanks to everyone who's left 5-star reviews on the podcast and the book. Please keep those 5-star reviews coming. Just a reminder, you can get on the private How Not to Sail Facebook group by going to hownottosail.com/community. Just remember, you must answer the 3 questions in order to get on the group. Those questions include, what's your best or worst How Not to Sail moment? And one of the best responses I've ever seen just came in recently from Greg, who said, my best moment is when I took possession of my new sailboat. I drove there while listening to the How Not to Sail podcast. Thanks, Greg, and welcome aboard. Meanwhile, go out there and take out a huge loan on the biggest boat you can't possibly afford. And I'll see you Friday, April 29th on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
We got some great seagulls with that sound bite.
Now all we need is a good picture of a sunset, or would be all set.